Hello, I just want to share with you a communication that I just had with somebody that I thought was very valuable enough to share with everyone. This individual is struggling and is constantly trying to do their best, but they find that they get kind of in this slump. What I said to him is, I said, changing our lives and implementing strategies, techniques, tools, etc., these are very difficult things. It's not easy to do. It's maybe easy to do for a week, a month, and maybe even a year for some. But that's when the rubber really has to meet the road, because you have to keep doing it. Remember that in recovery, there are different pains. There's the pain of regret, and there's the pain of discipline. The pain of discipline requires us to implement things into our life that are unusual, or at least not our normal. I'm not going to lie, this is difficult, but we can do hard things. I challenge you to continue to do your dailies in whatever fashion works for you. One of the most important things that you can do, because there's an accountability to yourself, gives you that opportunity to read your vision statement. When you read your vision statement, that helps you to understand your why. It's a key for keeping yourself committed to the recovery process and doing those hard things. However, it's important that if your why is weak, so is your determination. So if your why is strong, your determination to succeed is much greater. I want to challenge you to find out your why you are in recovery, why it is that you want to improve yourself. Find that strong why, and you will succeed. I hope you enjoyed this, and I really do think that it's little things like this, when we can figure out what they are, will help us the most. Have a wonderful day.
Brock, you're in the end zone. You are the most influential player on this team. If you walk around defeated, so will they.